PrEP is soon to be available on the NHS. It was announced a few days ago that pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, will be made available on the NHS from next month. This antiretroviral medicine, if taken every day, can almost completely stop any acquired transmission of HIV during unprotected sex. It feels fitting that I write a piece about HIV in a climate where every single facet of society currently panics over the coronavirus. There is still the unknown about this virus, including how contagious and how dangerous it is. This leads to the feeling of dread, worry, and overall anxiety, and there is only hope that treatments can be developed, and even better, preventative measures can be found. It is a useful time to think back to the climate of the 1970s and 80s, and HIV, and the feelings of the unknown, and the deaths, and the devastation. This rollout of PrEP on the NHS is aimed at at-risk groups who do not wear condoms, with particular focus on men who have sex with men, as well as heterosexuals where one is a confirmed HIV positive. Within the former group, the prevalence of HIV transmission can be very high, and pockets of outbreaks do occur for reasons of the act of penetrative anal sex and the fact that some homosexuals do have a higher number of different casual partners. PrEP is a preventative measure that in part aims to see the UK have, in a decade's time, no new cases of HIV. The National Health Service should provide PrEP. In the long run, it saves an enormous amount of money, as the treatment of HIV is incredibly more expensive than giving out this drug. I know campaigners have fought for many years to get this in place. It is a great achievement that it will soon happen. The NHS, however, did put up a great resistance, stating a few years ago that it would not fund it. They were taken to court, and a Freedom of Information request revealed that the NHS spent approximately £115,000 fighting the court case. During the intervening years whilst this was happening, charities in London, which is a HIV transmission hotspot, were encouraging gay men to buy it themselves online. This led to a massive drop in new cases. When the NHS lost the court case, they decided to roll out a trial for a couple of years. I was offered it a year ago, but I opted not to. I will explain why in a bit. Of course, there is criticism that the NHS will be funding what some deem as a lifestyle medicine. They say it will encourage men to bear back more often, be more promiscuous, and more risky. However, I do not deem PrEP to be the likely cause. Society's attitudes are changing, and condom usage generally is dropping. People, gay and straight, and anything in between, have often sought condomless sex. In fact, it has been done since time immemorial. Perhaps this is because skin-on-skin contact is apparently better than placing a piece of latex in between and creating a barrier. The filling, however, does not triumph the safety precaution. It may also be the case that simply having a condom to hand, or rather to penis, isn't always possible. Think of the times when you have been caught short, and the implication that a discussion about one, or actually wearing one, can have on the act that is about to happen. There are a myriad of other reasons for not wearing a condom. If there is concern about this idea that the NHS will be funding PrEP, compare it to the debate around heterosexuals having bareback sex, yet being prescribed the pill on the NHS, a preventative measure to stop someone becoming pregnant. Condoms could also stop pregnancy. In brief, I mentioned earlier that I'd explain why I turned down the trial of PrEP. The reason starts off with exploring my relationship to the topic of HIV. Just a moment ago, I stated that skin-on-skin contact is potentially better. This is what I have heard, but I cannot actually verify this as I have never done it. A condom has always been used when I partake in penetrative sex. This comes from a massive worry I have that a momentary decision not to wear a condom could mean I get a virus, HIV, for the rest of my life. This is not a case of ignorance. I am fully aware that there is now treatment that meant that if I were to get HIV, I could take a tablet every day and the viral load would become undetectable. This equates to HIV being untransmittable, commonly referred to U equals U. Treatments are now so effective that if taken daily, it is possible to live a long, normal, full life. The stigma surrounding someone with HIV continues to pervade my mind, and I don't know why. I have disregarded some people who have typed to me on Grindr because I know that they have HIV. I've never said anything horrible nor abusive regarding them being HIV positive, but simply the act of declining to meet or not continuing is in itself stigmatising enough, as it can, or may be able to be possible, to deduce my thoughts. I wish I wasn't like this. I think for me it is more than a worry or fear, it is almost a phobia. The men who typed to me were undetectable. I knew this, yet I still acted the way that I did. Perhaps it is because the power is not in my hands. There is risk, and therefore worry, that the guy has not correctly administered the tablet. Why is there this worry? Why would he not have taken the tablet? It is the stigmatisation of the HIV positive person, perhaps, that is somehow making me feel that he is not careful enough, as he managed to get HIV, and therefore would forget to take the tablet correctly. This is so wrong on so many levels, but perhaps goes towards explaining my mindset. The introduction of PrEP changes this by placing the responsibility of self-protection in my hands. As I sat opposite the doctor in the sexual health clinic a year ago, he offered to me to be put on the trial waiting list. I declined. I did this for three reasons. One, I was not expecting to be asked, and to be honest, it completely caught me off guard. Two, as it was a trial and therefore limited by definition, it would have meant that if I were to go on it, someone else who may have needed it more than me would have been denied. And three, this fear or phobia, as mentioned above, would have meant that even if I were to go on the PrEP trial, I would probably have ended up wearing a condom anyway, to be doubly sure. This news now that PrEP is to be made available on the NHS is so huge for the reasons mentioned above, but personally for me, it may alter my relationship to penetrative anal sex and this ridiculous fear. I hear what you're saying, what I've just said, my possible action is the opposite of what I feel would happen. But I feel for me, the fact that I wear a condom or insist on one to be worn is because I have a fear and phobia. I don't believe my actions in terms of promiscuity or risk-taking will be altered because of this. By chance, a few days before the news regarding PrEP was announced, I was browsing through the documentaries on Channel 4's All 4 and stumbled upon one that piqued my interest. In light of all of the noise regarding the current pandemic, I watched the entitled Epidemic, When Britain Fought AIDS. It explores the history of AIDS and HIV in the UK, has interviews with notable individuals, talks about the massive public health information campaign, and how overall British society's attitudes towards sex were changed. I strongly recommend watching it. Worldwide, millions and millions of people have died since the start of the HIV pandemic. It is believed that there are 103,800 people living with HIV in the UK currently. The Terence Higgins Trust estimates that roughly 7% of those who have it do not know they are positive, so they could pass it on. It is hoped that through a series of treatments, condoms, PrEP, and perhaps even a cure, all new HIV transmissions will one day be eradicated. It is important to get tested to know your status. For more information regarding HIV, check out the NHS website at www.nhs.uk/conditions/HIV-and-AIDS. Thanks for reading or listening. Samuel.